Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So Selena Gomez, she hosted Saturday Night Live on Saturday, Nobby.
Yes, same time as Eurovision, but behind because they're in America. She wore a little black dress. I think it was a full black dress. Black strap heels.
Very stylish.
Very stylish, absolutely.
Growing up, I used to watch SNL every Saturday with my mom. Hi, Mom. This is a big moment for me. I actually started acting when I was 7, and I've been lucky enough to work with some Hollywood icons from Steve Martin, Martin Short, and, of course, Barney.
I love you.
Yeah, that's me. That was the first show I was on, and now I'm on a show called Only Murders in the Building. To work with Steve Martin and Martin Short, especially after I Googled them to find out who they were. I remember telling my friend I was cast in a show called Only Murders, and she was like, sounds sexy. Any hot co-stars? And I was like, depends. Do you love the banjo?
They also did an Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial sketch. We'll dig out for you.
So, Adele. Right, yeah. She buys the gaff with Rich Paul.
$57 million.
$57 million. But then, she's been putting pictures of herself up with him and her having McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
I know it's normal.
You haven't got the kitchen sorted yet, and like, there's no food in because you're moving gaff.
Yeah, but you're in LA, man. You're in LA.
Yeah, but there's always room for McDonald's.
Yeah, but you've got some of the best burger joints in the world.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just hits the spot.
Look, who
maybe she wanted a McFlurry.
Well, she was serving Rich Paul McDonald's, and
she was feeding him.
Yes, she was. Staff looked at them, seemingly understandably starstruck, while the screens in the back read "Happy Valentine's Day," and mark her albums as burger orders 19, 21, 25, and 30.
Does it read the numbers by food? Chicken nuggets.
She spent Valentine's Day in McDonald's. That's where she went.
But Valentine's Day was months ago.
She once told Vogue about her adoration for the fast food chain, claiming that she'd be satisfied with a Big Mac, nuggets and fries. That's her order.
Oh, she gets nuggets as well for a plate of her.
Cheeky nuggets on the side, yeah.
Cheeky strawberry milkshake to dip your chips into. We've all been there. There's no shame in it.
No, I know. But like, they have unbelievable joints in LA.
I wonder if she gherkins in or gherkins out.
In-N-Out Burger. I've never had it, but I've seen people reviewing it, saying it's the best burger in the world.
I've had a Wow. I've had a Five Guys. I've had a Bunsen.
Oh, the Bunsen's rock and roll.
I've had a Wingman. I've tried the majority.
You've tried them all.
In Dublin, anyway. Tried my own, too. Yeah, look, I get it. There's no food. They probably had no milk in the fridge as well, you know?
What's the one in Sandymount? The Village. There's a burger.
Bojo's.
Bojo's. That is unreal.
They even do a veggie one that's pretty savage as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. It's
Burgers.
It's Monday morning, we're talking.
But this is what they must have been like the other night. And they're like, we got to drive through. It won't get papped. If they go to drive through, less.
Oh, no. It looks like it was a setup.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Maybe her team were saying, look, people didn't like when you flounced out of Vegas because you
need to normalise yourself.
Yeah.
That is Dish It Earth for now. Burgers and Selena, more to come.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7:04. Do you want me to go through his album track by track?
When did he announce this?
Well, I've got the album here in front of me.
Whether you're so broken.
It's a song called Matilda. some guitars, builds to a soaring crescendo.
All right, Matilda, how's it going? Maybe he's a fan of the film.
Song called Boyfriends, Fleetwood Mac, 70s influence vibe. Another song, as it was, for a single and Sound of the Summer already. So I'll come back to that in Dish the Dirt.
When's that? Is that at, this Friday?
Must be very soon. Pen, must be, because of press are getting their hands on it.
I do like Harry. I do like him.
He's good, isn't he? Okay, now, I'll tell you, here's some... this is too good to keep for showbiz news. Hollywood A-lister Jamie Foxx was spotted doing some shopping in Dublin at the weekend.
Right.
He was in BT's on Grafton Street.
Okay.
He had some shopping bags with him. He made some purchases.
Good man, Jamie.
He stopped for photographs with fans and had they gather around outside the store. Him and his entourage were then whisked away in a fleet of Range Rovers.
My missus was in a restaurant at the weekend.
Oh, here we go. Was she hit with hanging out with Jamie?
Friday night. And two of the girls that she was with said, "That's Jamie Foxx over there." She was like, I think first of all she said, "Who?" Which is kind of embarrassing.
He was eating in the same restaurant, was he?
So she then went up to him.
Who? Your missus?
Asked him for a photograph.
Stop the press.
She said it was someone's birthday that she was with. He went over and started singing happy birthday.
Was she messing?
Was who messing?
She was telling the truth.
Yeah.
He went inside, he sang happy birthday to her friend.
Yeah.
Get out.
And then he was whisked away by a bodyguard.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, she got a photograph of him.
She got a photograph of Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted by this now.
I know.
Wow. So he's doing the quiet ones, isn't it?
Crossy said he's staying in Paris Court for whatever reason.
I can't imagine your missus going up to a celebrity and saying, "Excuse me, cooey."
Yeah, I don't know. But I hope it was a bit cooler than that.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Fox. Yeah. He was like, "Hello."
She take my money.
Nobby's missus.
So I think he's around. He's filming something or whatever. He's doing something.
He's making a movie. Yeah, he was in Belfast before. Anyway, so my story about him going to Brian Thomas's and getting in a car, completely.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Happy birthday. I don't think I'm even filmed happy birthday thing. I personally probably would have. Jamie Foxx is singing happy birthday to you, like.
Irish men vastly prefer what kind of women when they're choosing a bride.
When they're choosing a bride. Like they're just going to a shop. Choose a bride.
When they choose a bride. Yeah. Vastly prefer. I wouldn't have known this now. I wouldn't have guessed this.
Tall. Is it a physical thing?
They prefer older...
older brides.
They prefer younger women to older ones when they're getting married.
Right. How much older are we talking like?
The age gap between spouses in Ireland follows the pattern... typified in Hollywood, which has got a lot of, you know, younger and older people going on. In real life, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones share the same birthday, but there's a 25-year gap.
25? When did they meet in their birthdays? That's kind of weird.
But it's become more popular here, so Irish men are marrying ladies much younger than them.
Okay, what's the average age, though?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
Don't think it's 25.
No, 25 would be probably a little unusual. You know, she's probably still in her 40s. She must be in her 50s now. I don't know how old he is. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big gap, 25.
Yeah, it's massive.
Some would say a little bit weird, a little bit creepy. Well, at least the weather sorted out our weekend for once instead of coming down like a ton of bricks on a weekend and then Monday being a cracker.
Yes, the weather today it's very wet. The thing's going to be like that for the whole day, unfortunately.
You might see a bit of sunshine in the afternoon.
Saturday was rock and roll, wasn't it?
It was rock and roll.
It was really good.
Apart from Ireland, but we weren't even there anyway. I did watch a bit of it.
The Eurovision, did you?
I really thought the Norwegians were... Well, look, we all kind of had a feeling what would happen, and deservedly so, but Norwegians, they were great.
Yeah, so Ukraine were sort of handed it. Yeah, so which is lovely, a lovely gesture. But that's all a competition. It's not really a competition. It's just a gesture thing.
Gesture now.
It's a popularity thing. It was a nice gesture, in fairness, for Ukraine.
Didn't hear the UK dude. He must have been very good to get second.
He must have been good. That's the highest they've got in 20 years.
Yeah. A lot of people saying, if it weren't for Ukraine, you would have won it. Right. We don't know that, like...
And of course, things are hotting up in the Premier League. Really hotting up.
Mm. Very hot.
Like there was a bit of a scare for Man City nearly yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That could have hurt them. It could have gone Liverpool's way there.
I know.
And
then the penalties on Saturday.
Yeah, and Arsenal and Spurs are fighting it out. Does Arsenal have a harder finish than Spurs do?
Good enough for them.
We've got one game left, and they've got two, and they're kind of tougher opponents, so anything could happen. It's looking like, as it stands, Arsenal might do it, but if there's a little hiccup, Spurs get fourth and we go Champions League.
I know, Jim. Who would have thought it, like?
Well, not during April and May, I wouldn't have thought it, because they're losing every 5 days.
No. You never know what's going to happen in football. Anyway, welcome to Monday, welcome to the rain. We'll get through it together. We've got a question in from a listener.
Because Liverpool won the FA Cup, Jim, does that not mean that the Champions League spots go to five places now? Could be wrong.
You could be wrong. I don't know. You sound very like Podgy.
I do love an L could be wrong at the end of a message. It gets you off the hook with absolutely everything.
It could be wrong.
It could be wrong, could now, be wrong, but did I not see?
That's very interesting. Yeah, that could be true. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard that now. So that's why I'm thinking maybe you are wrong, because everything I've read in the last 24 hours is all still about the battle for fourth. And if that had changed, then the battle would mean we'd both go through.
Also, the M50 is very slow in both directions towards Tala. There was a vehicle fire, but especially heading southbound for people who are going, what's going on? So fire, M50, rain, not a good combo at all.
Alright now, alright.
Just saying.
Jeremy Clarkson's daughter. Now this is quite a serious topic, right? She's calling, she's onto something here, because sometimes it takes somebody to call stuff out to get stuff done, right? She has said that...
what's her name again? Is it Caroline something again? C?
Yeah, Emily.
Yeah, Emily.
No, do you know what? I had to look to the photograph of her to find out her name.
Yeah, no, he's done a few bits of her on video and stuff, yeah.
But, you know, her name's Emily Clarkson. She's not... I know she's his daughter, but, like, anyway. So she has called out vile internet people, because she gets cyber-flashed all the time.
So we're talking D-pics.
Yeah, men take pictures of their bits,
yeah,
and they send them to her. They don't know her. They don't like why she would want these pictures. No, they don't. No woman wants these pictures. Like,
but this part of a man, you know, we need to just call it out. It's not a good looking part. Of a body, you know. So
no,
I really don't think, unless a lady has expressed an interest in receiving said pictures.
Why would
don't
they
send said pictures?
She said she gets cyber snapped relentlessly. And the law needs to be changed to crack down on these culprits. So
unfortunately, as well, probably if you talk about it, then people think they're being funny.
Who's Emily Clarkson's daughter? Yeah, well, there's nothing funny about it. She doesn't like it. She didn't want it. And like, even if you loved somebody, right? Why would you want them to send you a picture of that? You wouldn't.
You might be having sexy chats.
But that's not sexy.
Well, it depends on the context, I suppose, Jim.
No, but it isn't. I just don't get it. Like, if they sent her some really lovely compliment, surely that would be like. We'll get to her more.
Your dad's a legend.
No, if they said something, you know, I think you're amazing. That's still creepy, but it's weird. It's not as bad as just here's a
that
picture.
That would require
bits.
Thought, Jim.
Anyway, yeah. Well, this I don't understand. What is the outcome you'd hope to have?
To a strange,
she texts back going, "Oh wow, I love your anonymous."
Meet
Willie.
Me in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's
I've no idea. But she should probably start sharing them.
She's an influencer. She does a good thing. Here's what she does. She's 27. She's an influencer, and her dad hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay. We get who her dad is.
Does a lot more than that.
Well, he does, yeah. But that's the big show at the moment. Anyway.
I was on an interview once when someone said to Clarkson, all he does is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And he politely, said, so there was a load of journalists in the room. He goes, sorry, can I just on that, I only do one show a week. He said, I have several newspaper columns, I run a farm, I blah 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 blah. He lists it
off.
Do
you have the audio of that?
I probably do somewhere, yeah. I was like, oh, nice one, dude. Just upset Clarkson for the rest of us. Good one.
That happened. I must tell you a story.
Eat some nuts.
Later in the show today about something similar that I experienced at the weekend. So, anyway, so what she does, when she gets one of these unwanted photographs,
yeah,
she fires off an automatic response that she has ready in her phone. This is clever, okay? She says,
what does that say?
It says,
girls, you should all try this as well.
Yeah,
like,
our AI technology has recognized that you've sent this. If you believe it was a mistake, please reply help or your account will be terminated by the end of the day. And she said she loves watching them squirm and send the word help. It's just a picture of me.
I didn't mean it. Someone coming in there, was it?
I thought you'd like a picture of that. No.
It's like looking at a menu before you invest.
No, it's not. Well, that's different.
You invest in what? In your time, like? Anyway, girls, that is a nice one to send back. Read that out again.
Our AI technology has recognised that you've sent this. Now, she has this ready to go, so she just sends it straight away. She gets a lot of these. If you believe it was a mistake, please reply help or your account will be terminated by the end of the day. It's great to see all these men writing back help. I'm having to do that because nothing official like it exists. So all these social media companies won't do anything about this. If you complain, this guy sent me gross images.
They don't do a lot about it.
No.
I just love that there's probably, you know, a bunch of lads in a van now, right? An older fella's driving, right? Maybe an apprentice or whatever, younger lad. And someone's probably turned anyway. You ever send anything to a young one, did you? Like, and no. And you just know that there's probably chats, awkward chats.
Girls, can I ask a question, right? Have any of you ever wanted to get a picture like that? My because it's quite. I'm pretty confident that none of you want none of us picture like that from fellas. And fellas, cop onto yourselves.
You can speak on their behalf.
Yeah.
Okay then. And do you have any tricks that you do if you were to receive one that you didn't want to receive?
Hungover roofer, is it gonna rain? Yes or no? Will do. Yes in the morning, no in the afternoon.
Wouldn't be going up a roof and that, especially not hungover.
Take the morning off and get back to work after lunch.
Why would you want to be a roofer in Ireland?
Hungover roofer. That's a recipe for disaster.
Have you not seen the weather? Who would want to be a roofer?
Oh, do you know why you want to be a roofer?
Unless you're on three grand a week or something.
I know a couple of roofers.
Right.
Because when you're up there, nobody can see what you're doing. You can be sitting there in the sunshine reading the paper.
They can see if the tiles are going on the roof or not.
Well, if you're high up enough.
What, like in the Sistine Chapel?
Roofer has the potential to DOS. It's a potential DOS.
I'd just like to say that the record is 7:33 on Monday morning. What day is it? The 6th.
Roofers, am I wrong?
Jim Nugent made that claim, other fella.
Potential. I didn't say all roofers were lazy. I'm just saying.
It sounded like you did.
It's a nice gig.
So is your man in the studio?
It's the most respected gig. It's one of the most respected gigs on the site.
Oh, you're backing up the truck now, are you?
I'm backing up the truck. I know roofers.
Yeah. Why do you sound so surprised then?
The sports.
It's F104. I apologise for my colleague as you sit in.
I stand by that.
On a roof in the rain today. It's F104.
He's riding the high steels, that fella.
Jax Jones. He was last night, yeah.
So the Billboard Music Awards were on last night. They were broadcast on NBC Coast to Coast from the MGM Grand Garden Arena from Vegas. And
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy I haven't heard from P. Diddy in quite some time.
He was at the Oscars. He was next up after Will Smith.
What was he doing?
He was hosting. Or not
P.
hosting,
Diddy.
He was presenting.
Was he?
Yeah. He might have been directly after Will and Chris's incident.
Everyone was on their phones.
I think the second word after that he was.
Anyway, here is Diddy opening the show.
Good man, Diddy. How are you
Diddy?
Doing?
I won my first Billboard Award 25 years ago, y'all. And now I'm executive producing and hosting the awards because I hate award shows. Award shows are boring as boring, okay? You know why they're boring? Because of the people at the award shows, okay? And we're not having that in here tonight. No, no, no. We're gonna tap into your inner child, that 7-year-old. We're gonna tap into before you had all the glitz and glam. We're gonna pass out some Ciroc, some Deleon. We're gonna get lit in this.
I think he's happy to be there anyway.
I'd say he's happy to be out, yeah. It's been a while since he's been invited anywhere.
Doja got a top R&B album, so congratulations to her.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. It's an honor. I've always loved R&B. Growing up, it's what raised me. I think that there's a lot of very talented R&B artists out there right now. You have Summer Walker. You have SZA. You have The Weeknd. You have, you know, everybody, and I think that everybody deserves this award. I really do.
That's not how it works, love.
Bit of a gap there at the end. At least she wasn't in the Jax this time, because she was at the Grammys.
She's clearing up at the moment. Ed Sheeran beamed in live from Belfast.
Is he still there?
He's still Belfast. Let him go, will you? Just let him stick him on a boat.
And now, let's head across the Atlantic to Belfast for a performance by 7-time Billboard Music Award winner, my boy, Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran. I would have said Ireland first, by the way.
Put your boys on.
Till number four.
I just think I should think of Little when I think of his show, because he's gone around on a.
You weren't even there.
Yeah, but I've seen clips.
I know. Well,
it was close enough.
It wasn't quite the same. There's no one sticking a little thing saying next. Beep. What is that thing on to say? Next yeah. customer.
Bip. Next customer, please. You should have had one of those and jumped over them.
Bip. Well, congratulations to all the winners. You're all equally fantastic. But it was Ukraine's night on Saturday night.
Make some noise for the winners of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022.
And here they are, Ukraine, the winner!
Congratulations, guys!
Hey, Macarena.
It's good.
And Millie Bobby Brown, she's no longer 11. What is she now? 18?
She's 18. She's at the Stranger Things premiere of the new season. She doesn't look 18. She looks much older than her 18 years. She looks very grown up.
Makeup and hair. She was talking to Jimmy Fallon about the latest and last season of the show.
My gosh, what isn't happening with 11? I think what the main part and the slogan of this storyline is, it's the beginning of the end. And we really have to dig deep into her beginning and how she became who she is with the people around her. And how to gain that autonomy and become this woman on her own. So this storyline, this season, really digs into that.
Yeah. Oh, good. We get some answers?
Yes, definitely lots of answers.
Yes, I
love
that. Lots
of crying, lots of laughing.
I read somewhere that you got your American accent from watching Hannah Montana.
I did.
That is true?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, congratulations to you. So Shauna was, I don't know who she was expecting this phone call from.
Sheena made an appointment for an eye test and then just didn't show up. So her friend got in touch with us and said, look, ring him and say you're from the opticians and give out to her for just not showing up. Just don't, for ghosting the opticians. But Shauna doesn't take any messing. Oh no.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to you? Shauna?
Yeah.
How are you, Shauna? My name is Matthew Fink. I'm calling from...
Yeah?
Yeah. You had an appointment there for Harley, is it?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and you didn't show up?
Yeah, I told him I wasn't making it. I couldn't make the appointment.
Who did you tell?
The girl on the phone.
Well, there's no record of the girl on the phone being told.
She rang and I said I can't make it.
No, it says on our records here that you just didn't bother coming down.
And what's it got to do with you if I didn't bother coming down?
Well, I mean, perfect, man. If you make a booking in a place like this...
I reckon I said I wouldn't make it. Excuse you. Don't be ringing me with your attitude.
With me what?
I said, don't ring me with your attitude.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me you didn't show up.
Why wouldn't it surprise you?
It's people like you that don't bother bringing their kids to get their eyes tested.
People like you should mind your own fucking business.
Hang on now, I'll put you through to me, manager. His name is James Prendergrass, because clearly you don't want to talk to me.
Clearly I don't.
Yeah, clown you.
Is this Shauna Rooney, please?
Who am I speaking to now?
My name is James Prendergrass, I'm here, the manager here at the...
That cheeky puck that you have there walking for you.
What? Sorry, who are you referring to at the moment?
What's his name?
Matthew Fink you were talking to there a second ago.
Yeah, but what are you ringing me for? What's your fun?
Well, we have a record here that you never showed up for an eye test. And
what? What's the big deal? I couldn't see that test.
This is a very serious matter.
Is it? Oh, God, imagine.
Well, we have money owed to the business here, and we're
Oh, money?
Yeah, money.
Much.
Well, I can tell you now that it was 30 quid for your appointment and a further 30 quid fine for not showing up. We lost valuable business that day, Shauna, because of you.
Mate, put that dial back on.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, what I said.
Matthew, I think she wants to talk to you again.
Hello? You also got your eyes tested here. And you didn't bother your getting the glasses.
Yeah, I know, because the data glasses just have window wipers.
Yeah, well, you need some pair of glasses to make you look good.
Says the one on the phone with his goggles.
What sort of mother are you?
That is no way to treat a member of our staff here. They're very dedicated to their job. And you are disrespecting Matthew Fink. And you're disrespecting myself, James Prendergast. James Prendergast, you want to cop yourself on, Shauna, and sort your eyes out.
You want to talk to
yourself
too.
And your attitudes.
Yeah, your ma's attitude is the
your one. Your ma's attitude.
My ma, don't bring my ma into this.
You don't bring my ma into this.
Yes, I will, my Prendergast.
Your ma.
My ma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ma.
Yeah, my ma, yeah.
Yeah, your ma.
Yeah, yeah, ma. Simba.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
You smelly
We aren't smelly. Paul.
What?
Yeah.
Say hello to Paul there, Shauna. Jeez, you didn't take any messing, did you? Straight in.
No.
Straight in.
No, but here, when you said that, you some sort of mother, I was about to flip. Oh, you're a door for you, man.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Much, Shauna. Much.
€1,000. She's a dreamboat.
We have Chris from Donabate. Are you also a dreamboat, Chris?
And thank you. Ask us, love.
Yeah.
So you coach St. Patrick's Athletic?
I do, yeah, I'm the fitness coach up there.
Cool. What's your number one fitness tip for everyone listening?
Put the fork down.
Yeah, something like that, I suppose.
Go easy on the breakfast rolls.
Yeah.
So congratulations, you lads drew against Sligo at the weekend, so fair play.
We did. Yeah. Nice long trip.
So you are currently en route to somewhere and we can hear you nice and clear. Have you ever got a 10 before, Chris?
One or two maybe, but a few lucky guesses, I'd say.
I see, now he's got 10s, but he's pretending it was
modesty,
a fluke.
Modesty, yeah.
Very modest.
It's like when you go into
the best. When
you play a team, even if they're worse than you, go, oh, look, we have huge respect
huge
for Sligo.
Respect,
you know, we wouldn't
respect.
Undermine how.
Great team, great, you know, great set of players.
Yeah, here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Much.
Krispy Kreme in Blanchardstown are mostly famous for selling what?
Donuts.
What is 64 divided by 8?
8.
Which number from 1 to 10 has the most syllables?
7.
What company make the curly whirly?
Cadbury.
True or false, Harry Styles has a new song on his album called Music for a Sushi Restaurant.
True.
Little Bit of Love was a massive hit song for what artist? I need a man of
love. Liz Crowley.
Which Premier League team is famous for singing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles?
West Ham.
Ken Mayer is in which Irish county?
Kerry.
In which country is the city of Gothenburg?
Oh my god. Gothenburg, is it? Oh, Russia?
And how many years is a Platinum Jubilee?
Elizabeth.
50.
How many?
50.
Add another 20 on.
70. Lizzo's about to celebrate her Platinum Jubilee. 70 years as the Queen.
Pretty sure she's the longest reigning female monarch in history. There you go.
Good. Donuts is right. 8. 64 divided by 8 is 8. 8 eighths.
Seven is the only other number in 1 to 10 that has two syllables.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yep.
Curly Whirly Cabri, yeah. He does have a song called Music for a Sushi Restaurant. It's the opening track on his new album.
Is that one in Dundrum still there that goes around on Ed Sheeran's conveyor belt?
I don't think so. Maybe it is.
Dinner comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Grennan. See, we're going with the Lewis Capaldi, all right, but no, Tom.
West Ham, I'm Flavor Blowing Bubbles. There was a lot of bubbles in the air yesterday.
Ken Mary's in Kerry.
Sweden is where Gothenburg is.
And 70 for the platinum. Was it an 8?
It was a 7.
Oh, 7. My apologies, Chris.
Two syllable 7.
I thought we were going to do it, to be honest, at the very start.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I could do it as well. Got a stag at the weekend, like, so.
Stag at the weekend, right.
I'll have to get a loan out for it.
Yeah, do, yeah.
Cheers, Chris.
Beyond your means. Good luck.
Any chance for cuddle mug,
of course.
Absolutely.
Ah, gents, thank you.
It's the only cup you'll be winning.
That's a bit harsh. You can't say that about
Norwich. That's a joke. Come on.
That's okay, but it's the UK. Yeah, that's a bit close to home in a gym.
I have to do it. He's just set himself Jesus. Up there. Can I have a cuddle
mug? If we win it, I'll bring it in to you.
Yeah, okay, fair smash enough. It over his head. See you later, Chris. Good
Cheers,
luck.
Man.
First the roofers now. Wow.
I'm on right. Form today.
It's F104. It's the Strawberry Alarm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On, was it Friday?
Friday afternoon,
guys,
yeah.
Jim, who was the biggest Star Wars nerd I know.
Well, I didn't used to be a Star Wars fan, but now little friends, we all watch it together.
Yes. He even brought in this... pretty cool, actually. I'm only slagging. This green screen that he was able to attach to his chair.
I ended up not using that. I used it when I went home.
You fiddled with it for about an hour here.
I know, yeah, it didn't work. Anyway.
So he had a little green screen that clips onto the back of his chair, and it means he can put any background he likes.
I used clouds that were... Hayden Christensen said he liked my background. Moses Ingram said she liked my background.
So what's going on? What is it now? Like,
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know the movies. That's about it.
So
I know what a lightsaber is.
Stay listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock. We will have a Obi-Wan Kenobi special. Okay. I interviewed Deborah Chow, the director. Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan himself.
What was he like?
He was super cool. Very tired. They're all bunched. And Hayden Christensen. So one of the other journalists asked Hayden Christensen, right, who plays Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader's not a very, very rounded character, is he? He's just evil and breeds a lot. You bring anything more to the role, you want to see his face. I was like, what?
And then when they kicked us all out of the room, I could still hear them. And somebody in the background going, that guy just basically said that Darth Vader sucks. How dare he? It was mad. Anyway, so.
It doesn't say a lot, in fairness.
He's brilliant. He's the best character. He owns.
Yeah,
reading.
Felt your presence.
Color black.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Were they all the little nerds in the room as well, were they?
Here's one for you now, Nobby. You're going to love this. So, as I think this might be it in the background. John Williams himself has come back. He did all the movie soundtrack stuff. They asked him to come back and do a theme for Obi-Wan Kenobi, which he never did in the original movies.
Okay.
And he did.
for this.
He came back to do the theme for Obi-Wan.
Well, he's probably retired now. He's just doing feck all else.
And Ewan McGregor said that he wanted to be there because he was at the recording of for the prequels. He was there for the recording with John Williams. But they gave him a link and he was able to watch John Williams and an orchestra do the Obi-Wan Kenobi theme, record it on a link because he couldn't go. It's all lockdown. So he watched this orchestra perform this song for the first time, this tune.
And so you BFFs now?
Yeah, sure.
Did he like your background?
He didn't say. Okay. I presume he did.
He's a big cuff for that, apparently.
Anyway.
Were you tempted to ask him before I go?
No. He's very cool.
So when will we hear all this, Jim?
You'll hear this on the Strawberry Alarm Clock very soon. Very soon. It could be even tomorrow. Who knows? But,
Do you hear that, Mimi? You're getting bumped for Star Wars.
They play the music, the John Williams soundtrack, on set to get themselves in the mood.
Psyched up.
Yeah.
Right.
Deborah Chow, she's super cool.
Cool.
So, yeah. If you're a Star Wars freak like me, stay with the Strawberry.
You put the extended chat somewhere else, will you?
This is the way. Yeah.
This is the way. That's coming soon. And tomorrow on the show, it is Miss Mimi Webb. She has chats with us about gigging, playing in Dublin again, Electric Picnic and Chippaws. She has got family connections with Chippaws. Good morning, boys and girls.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Ding a ding a ding.
Early on the Strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
So we asked you, question. If you could ask any celebrity any question, who would it be and what would you ask them? All right, so let's see what we got.
Mr. Nobby, my name is Eddie, and if I was to ask Olivia Rodrigo a question, I would ask her to be my best friend. Bye.
And I say she would, Eddie. She would.
Well, if we ever talk to her, Eddie, we'll play that to her.
Ariana Grande, what's your favourite song to sing?
I'd say it's Breathing. I've been breathing and breathing.
Thank you, next.
Hi, my name is Mia, and I know a celebrity my mum would pick. She'd pick Chris Evans and ask him to marry her.
Oh, really? Would she? Yeah.
Chris Evans, the actor now, not the...
Oh, yeah, of course.
...presenter fella.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Hannah Haley. And he asked Harry Styles to marry
you. Harry Styles to marry you?
Which one of you? You can't marry both of you.
He'd probably sing to you, "You're so gorgeous."
Yes. And do you always talk together at the same time like that? That's kind of cool.
It's quite a talent.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Jay. And if I could ask a celebrity any question, I'd ask Ed Sheeran, how does he think of his songs? Because I love them. Bye.
He borrows them off people. Sorry. I don't know what I said that. Who said that?
See you in Cork.
I'm Amelia, and if I could ask a celebrity one question, I'd ask Katie Taylor how she's so fast at punching.
She is pretty fast.
There you go.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Erin, and I'm 6 years old. And if I ever asked Dermot Kennedy a question, it would be, what is his favourite song that he sings? Bye.
Better days are coming, I'd imagine.
I'd say it's this one, yeah. It is. It's 8:42 on F104. Thanks for all the messages, kids. Here he is. Here's your big fan.
They make it look very, very easy, but as we know, it isn't. Ant and Dec are incredible. They do, of course, three of the biggest shows on telly. I'm a Celebrity, Britain's Got Talent, Limitless Win,
Saturday Night Takeaway.
Saturday Night Takeaways, well, that's my favourite of all the things they do. They've just signed a deal. Netflix and Amazon, they're all looking for them. So their current arrangements finished next year, or this year. They've signed a 3-year deal to stay with ITV for 3 more years. 35 million euros.
Wow.
I presume that's for the two of them. I don't know if that's each.
It could be each. It really could be each. I believe it more that it's each.
It's a golden handcuffs deal. They can't go anywhere else.
There is there's nobody else on ITV's schedule who has the same draw from what I can see.
Well, Mulhern.
Ah, yeah, he's a lovely fella.
He's a lovely guy, yeah.
He's not.
No.
Yeah, he's a star, but he's not that much of a star.
I do like In for a Penny. It's a crazy show. It's a silly load of nonsense.
I just love the fact that we spoke to him and he'd Googled us beforehand. He was like, "You're a pair of naughty boys." It's like, how do you know? Because I Googled you. All right.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? So Lizzo has been telling fans they're doing the viral About Damn Time TikTok dance all wrong.
Right. How are we going wrong, Lizzo?
I'm tired of seeing it. Okay? It's about damn time. Okay? Not it's about damn time. It's about damn time. Then you go, in a 1 minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman, not man or woman, not man or woman, man or woman, to pump me up. Okay? Some of y'all be going, pump me up. No, just pump me up. Okay?
Wow.
Okay, she's very
so it's
adamant.
About damn time.
It's not about damn time. It's not that.
Right. Get your beats right. The Script were in Belfast last night and on Saturday night. They are playing the Three Arena and Musgrave Park. Is that a supermarket?
It's a cash carry. It's a cash carry.
So Three Arena, 14th, 15th and 16th of June. And Danny says one of his favourite places to eat is in Ballantyre.
I love where I'm from, Ballantyre. I love walking around the area. I love going to the old shipper. I love hitting up the old sausage and batter up there. Chips are lovely as well.
Can't even name the chipper.
He misses chipper chips and super quinn sausages.
Right, does he? Yeah.
He says
chipper chips. I miss chipper chips and I miss super quinn sausages. I literally have my sister, because I'm up in Belfast now, but my sister dropped me up 9 packets of super quinn sausages. And we're actually in production rehearsals today. So I put them with the chef. So the chef's making up the 9 packs of sausages. I'm going to give them out to all the crew and all. So I'm like, the debate rages. Is it super quinn sausages or kerns? Or what was the one you were saying? McGinty or something? Clonakilty. Have you heard of Clonakilty?
They're the posh ones. They'd be the posh ones, aren't they?
Clonakilty,
yeah. It's in Cork. Yeah. No kerns, yeah. Sausages.
So, the last time you flew, Nobby, did you have a window? Did you have an aisle?
I generally always try and get myself a window, yeah. Somewhere around the wing.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
I don't like down the back. There. I really don't like down the back. Especially now that all the bad air goes down the back.
Well, you've more chance of getting fed maybe as well if you're at the top or the back.
Really?
Yeah, well, anyway, usually start there, yeah.
So, Rosie... what's her name? Rosie Pants?
Bang, bang, Rosie. Rosie bangs all day.
Sorry?
You don't hear that one. Who will bang for Rosie when Rosie goes away?
Rosie Panter is her name. She's an international flight expert.
I think I know her, yeah.
Rosie Panter. And she has said...
She's always out of breath.
If you get the middle seat, yeah. Right?
Last time I was on a flight of 3 seats myself.
What? Can you pull the... things up the armrest up and lie down.
You don't wear for your legs, but yeah.
Okay, so anyway, she says, and this you may not have known this. If you're ever a middle aisler, this is the deal. Window seat person gets to put their head against the wall if they want. They get to look at the window. Aisle seat person gets to stretch their legs, get up and down whenever they want. Middle person, you're in the. It's painful. So yeah. The international unspoken rule is, if you're the middle seat, you should get both armrests.
I think people take that liberty.
She said, "Well, the Rosie Panther
says
you've
got 2 arms."
Yeah, but the aisle seat can just lean on one, on the aisle one. Window seat can go. If you're flying,
if you lean like that, you'll get an air cabin crew's arse in your head.
I do, especially when you're going to sleep. Bang!
I think
they do it on purpose.
I think they do.
Bang!
Well, you're in their space. They're trying to get up and down the aisle. If you're on a single. What are they called?
Anyway, so if you get stuck in a middle seat again,
yeah,
the unspoken international rule is that you should get both armrests because you've nothing else to be leaning on. You can't be leaning to the side or anything like that.
I tell you what, the international rule for isn't.
What?
It'd been so long since I was in Aer Lingus a few weeks ago that I'd forgotten you can recline the seats, and this absolute muppet. My laptop nearly went sideways.
Oh,
the drink I had, I was like, whoa.
Did we not have a conversation with this before? And you said that you put your seat back whenever you want.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind. Good. And I said, you can give me a bit of notice. It could have been air rage. Like,
you have to tell the person.
Or at least gently. Like, this guy just slammed it. And in this day and age,
that's not acceptable at all.
Chances are there's something on that table behind you. Go easy on me, Adele.
I would never put it back.
If you're going to Australia, then you would. That's
different. Yeah, but like when it gets to night, when it gets nighttime and they're turning the lights down, and they're putting blankets on people. I'd lean over the seat.
When did you ever run a nighttime flight like that?
I was on a flight to Los Angeles, and it took about 20 hours.
That was one stop.
Does it matter how many times?
I suppose not. No, just.
That was only once, though.
I know, yeah, but
you only went once.
You made it sound like it was yesterday. You know?
You went to New Zealand, didn't you?
I did go to New Zealand, yeah.
You never mention it.
I don't. Why would I need to when you keep bringing it up?
Secondhand iPod
sales. Beautiful place,
sales.
By the way. Going to the South Island from the North Island, I'll never forget it. Breathtaking.
Secondhand iPod sales have boomed since Apple announced they're getting rid of the iPods. So
that's
now
just natural, isn't it?
They're collector's items.
Mm.
Retro models, some more than 20 years old, were fetching as much as they cost when they were new.
Like the battery on them is probably degraded to bejesus.
There's a way, I think, to get the new batteries into them.
Oh, there is a little funky Apple screw down the bottom, all right. You need a special screwdriver for that, though. Now, I wouldn't go and mess with that. I'd bring it to one of those phone repair shops. Those lads might know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So much we're talking. Like,
well, as much they were when they were new.
Is the Nano one there?
The Nano and the Mini?
Yeah.
What's the Nano? That was more recent, wasn't it?
That was one of the later generation ones, yeah.
The Mini was good. You get like about 10,000 songs on a Mini.
What else would you need? But really poor quality. So if you like to fit that many, they're all at like a small file size. A song can't be a megabyte.
Oh, it sounded pretty good to me.
Okay.
Anyway, so if you've got one, hang on to it for a little while, because the value of them are going up and up all the time.
Chances are you mightn't even realise you have one, because if you haven't used that in a long time, it's just hard to remember everything. It could be in your ma's attic and you don't even realise it.
And think about it, as the old headphones with the mini jack.
Yeah.
Most things don't have
that's
a mini jack
thing,
anymore.
Your AirPods won't sync up. There's no Bluetooth function on iPods,
no,
was there?
So, no.
Imagine like how visionary that was.
You'd have to plug it in with a mini jack to mini jack into a speaker system.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
In 20 years time from now, this little iPod will sync up with headphones. If only they thought of that now.
If anyone needs a mini jack to mini jack, by the way, I have loads of them in the attic. Call in, yeah. I'll get you.
Call in. We'll give you a cuddle book and a mini jack and a lollipop for the kids.
Mini jack to mini jack. They're hard to come by.
Yeah, sounds like it, yeah. Mm.
Let me ask you this. Conversations with friends. That hasn't aired here yet, has
not
it?
Just yet. It was on BBC Three last night, though, so if you've got your VPN for your player, sneaky, sneaky.
If you've got the BBC iPlayer, it's there right now. It started there. And
skip the queue. Good luck to you.
The actor who is dating Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Is...
he was here for a lot of this. That's why she was here for a lot of this last year.
Yes. He's very steamy scenes, apparently.
Right.
Very steamy. Taylor would want to not be watching.
It's only acting, Tay-Tay.
Is it, though?
Ah, yeah.
Would your missus let you go and kiss somebody on a TV show?
If it's acting. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure...
Acting? Yeah, but like...
Well, maybe that's why a lot of actors and actresses get together, because they understand the lingo.
But a lot of actors and actresses get together, like they fall in love with each other when they're doing those scenes.
Look at Brad and Angelina.
Yeah. Well, there's loads of cases, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, people, they get intimate, and then the next thing they know, they don't know where they are.
There's a good few Randy L. Goats in the acting world.
Yeah, so it's not all fake. I know that they say the love scenes and everything are not real, but like if you're working with somebody for 6 months in a desert, say, and you're having dinner with them probably every night, and you're rehearsing and you're doing the scenes and you get close.
It's a bit like if you're a doctor, right? Nipples to a doctor are just something they see thousands of times a year, right? But there must be that one time.
You've just joined us. We're talking about the new show, Conversations with Friends.
there must be that one odd time as a doctor. Or even as... Okay, let's try it.
Well, that's a totally different kettle of fish. They're professionals.
You go to acting school to
Actors
be...
Actors aren't professionals.
They are.
No, do you know what I mean? Like,
Of course they are. Not anyone can do it.
They don't sign an oath to keep it faithful.
What I mean is, if you're a dentist and you look at teeth all the time, you go, yes, I've seen one set of teeth, they're all the same. As a doctor, I see one pair of nipples, they're all the same. But I'm sure there's an odd time a dentist goes, they really are lovely teeth. Would you not say, as an actor and an actress, if you go to any sort of acting academy, do they train you to not be turned,
I wouldn't be able for it. If I was an actor and I was kissing girls and getting paid for it.
Sofia Vergara.
I'd fall in love with my leading lady. She'd fall in love with me.
Can't even spit it out.
She'd fall in love with me. It would just happen.
So you don't think it's possible then? What about soaps? Like, soaps are always wearing the faces off each other.
Yeah, that's different.
Why? Still a mouth.
I know, they only get kind of one shot at it though in soaps. The turnaround is too like in movies, they're doing it 52 times. Anyway, look.
You were wearing the face off Maria from Coronation Street.
Taylor,
you'd know
anyway,
all about it.
Mightn't like the fact that her fella is, his name is Joe Owen.
Yeah.
Joe Owen. This is a 12 part series. So
sounds like an inter-county GAA manager in fairness with a name like that.
There was an awful lot of smooching and mooching going on between him and his leading lady. So, you know. No wonder Taylor was over here all the time.
Yeah.
See? So that way it's like you keep him back.
Meet him for lunch.
Back in the game.
Feed him with Tato.
Yeah. If she's around, she's watching from the. That was a great scene. Well done, Joe. That was really good. Now let's go for dinner. That's different to just phoning it in.
Put extra garlic in his potatoes.
Are you going to do more rehearsals with her tonight, are you? I am, yeah.
Maybe they're entirely comfortable with it, you know?
I'm just wondering.
Your missus lets you spend an awful lot of time on your own with me.
Yeah, yeah, she's safe enough there.
You're bloody right, she is. Do you know what I mean, though? It's just occupational hazard. Or in our case, not.
Not yet. Are you thinking about
something better? It's FM 104. Tomorrow morning on the show.
Hey guys, it's Mimi Webb and I'm going to be on the Strawberry Alarm Clock tomorrow. Make sure to tune in.
And she'll also be on full video for you to stream in 4K, Ultra HD, see everything.
I saw some website that can change any video into high quality.
Really?
Mm.
Any video? So if it's really crap, it'll make
it great.
I'll
try it out and I'll come back to you on it tomorrow.
You should do, yeah. A Saudi man who drove a Maserati. This isn't Simon, is it?
Carry on.
Please send me the money. My enemies are after me. A Saudi man drove a Maserati down the Spanish steps in Rome just a few days ago on the 12th of May.
Oh, they're very steep, the Spanish steps.
I said he was just following his sat-nav.
Oh, dear. There's normally like loads of people drinking a latte on those steps.
He's a 37-year-old engineer. You'd imagine being an engineer, you'd need some level of intelligence. Wouldn't you?
So do you know the Spanish steps?
They're huge.
They're huge, but like they're...
I don't think it works the same. Do you know the five lamps? Do you know the Spanish steps?
What you can do. That's
There's lots of steps.
There's lots of steps, but they're very steep, you know?
Yeah, the man has not been named smashed stone steps as he rented rented Maserati Levante SUV career down them at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You'd want to have your brain checked if you're driving in Rome. That's just one of the craziest cities for traffic I've ever seen.
He told police that he's sorry, that he takes responsibility, but said he was following his sat-nav. Said Carlo Dalla Vedova, an Italian lawyer representing him, probably doing a bit of translation maybe as well. They were built in 1726.
And he smashed them up.
Michelangelo was going to come after you, man, yeah? Well, he's damaged some of them, yeah.
Clown.
Spanish steps are a symbol of Rome, offering views across the city. And there was a lady in the car with him who he apparently met that night. So it sounds like he rented a Maserati, not even his, trying to show off to her. Then he says, I'll bring you to the Spanish Steps, but literally brings her down the Spanish Steps.
That's a James Bond move. You'd imagine, yeah. James Bond would drive down something like that.
Yeah, he's not Daniel Craig though, is he?
By the way, the latest James Bond...
I told you.
That No Time to Die, best John Bond movie I've ever seen.
If you've got Prime, it's on Prime. You can. I think Sky are still looking for some money off you to watch it, but Prime, no, it's free.
I was like, yada yada, James Bond, same old six and eightpence. And I'm like, there, it was brilliant.
Man now faces a hefty bill for the damage. The entrance to the steps looks like a road. There's no sign or light in front of them. Would you get off?
Yeah. If you've just joined us now and you weren't here with us very early this morning, I was flabbergasted because Mrs. Bobby was out on, was it Friday night?
Friday night, yeah. Out in the tiles.
With friends.
With friends. Conversations with friends, yeah. And a man arrives. So there's a big dramatic entrance into the restaurant. What's going on here? There's loads of people around. This dude is wearing a huge hat, a sun hat, but it's dark, it's night time. He's wearing a cream and white all in one piece suit that only a very, very special cool dude would get away with wearing.
This man is a brilliant stand up. He is an Oscar winning actor. He's a brilliant singer. He's a fantastic mimic.
He's the vocalist on Gold Digger with Kanye. He was in Django.
He won an Oscar for the movie Ray, as he played Ray Charles. Who was it, Nobby?
Jamie Foxx. Was doing the rounds. I think he's filming something maybe around Paris Court in Enniskerry. And he was in town on Friday night. So if you saw a dude in that kind of suit...
It's kind of a white jacket, was it?
It's like, no, it's like a white thing. It's like a maize pattern on it. you weren't seeing things. It was Jamie Foxx hanging around town on Friday night. Now, he had a good few minors with him.
If you did see him, where did you see him? So Mrs. Nobby got a photograph with Jamie Foxx on Friday night.
Yeah.
So what were you doing on Friday night?
I was just sitting in.
I know. So when she came home, how did she break it to you? Did she send you a picture straight away or what happened?
I saw it on Instagram or something. This photograph went up, yeah. I was like, that's Jamie Foxx.
That's not a normal Friday night.
He's 54. You wouldn't know to look at him.
He looks after himself.
He certainly does. Apart from the questionable laptop ads he's doing with his daughter at the moment for...
questionable to ask his bank manager.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Mr. Fox, would you like to...
Would you like to get paid a lot of money and also launch your daughter's career? Okay.
So, he was singing happy birthday to people in restaurants. He seems like an all-round kind of guy. But when he's had enough, the bodyguard can step in and go, this way, Mr. Fox.
And he was the bodyguard for Dave Chappelle, of course, when all that kicked off.
Okay.
He ran up on stage and clobbered the fella.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, Mr. Fox,
he's a big unit.
We're big fans of your work. Is he big?
Yeah, he looked tall from the photographs.
What's he smell like?
I don't know.
Good aftershave,
like.
I'd say.
Who am I, Crossy?
Well, no, a good aftershave. I'd say a lot of these Hollywood stars smell fantastic. You not notice that?
Expensive aftershave, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like ourselves, Jim.
He smells of like stardust. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because he's so famous.
As long as he's queuing for a taxi on Dame Street like the rest of us on Friday night.
I have a feeling he may have got some wheels.
Anyway, he's in town. It's FM 104. You weren't seeing things.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.